4 POT Mobile.
KSW Mobile.
10 KK 4 POT Mobile.
I haven't heard that call sign in a while. How you been?
Been pretty good. Schedule's crazy, so it's all over the place. So I haven't had a chance to get on with you guys in a while. You been doing all right?
Good. I thought I heard you. Somebody throw out a call sign over here, and that we were over on the 285.
That. Which one is that?
Mountain. It's right there at the state line in I-26. But Patrick goes through a dead zone on the 610, and so sometimes in the morning we'll switch over to that one.
146-285.
285. There's not any tone on it. It's a pretty good repeater.
Okay. I didn't know about that one. I'll have to try to see if I can get in on that thing.
Dude, it's a little bit light sometimes on that, but it's a good alternate for us. We usually bing bong back and forth because he goes through that dead zone coming down the mountain.
Do I need to switch over there now, or are you guys done over there?
We're pretty much done. He's getting his truck loaded up and everything, so he's out of the truck. He'll probably be back on it in about 5 minutes or so, but I'll be destinated by then. So how'd you come to be on the radio this morning?
Just had to get in at a certain time today, so I've been kind of bouncing around on start times and. So it's kind of smoothed out a little bit that I'll be traveling about this time most mornings now.
And have part of the old crew back. And I've been missing Ed. He, since he fully retired, he hasn't been on much.
Roger that. I haven't had a chance to talk to him in a while. I know Mike keeps up with him, but I haven't had a chance to personally talk with him in a while. I hope he's doing pretty well.
Good week. Sometimes on the weekends, we compete with each other trying to do some HF stations, see who can get him the first.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
When you're trying to get an operator and you hear him call out your buddy's call sign.
No doubt. That sounds like a good time for sure. Now, you guys have been into DMR, right?
I have a Anytone and that's set up. I don't do a ton with it, but I did it, and I haven't done anything with like FT8 or anything. I got to get me a couple of cables for my rig.
Dabbled in the FT8. I haven't done much on that side of stuff. More just every once in a while I'll flip it on just to see where I can go on, you know, the least amount of power output. I hang out, my HF rig kind of hangs out on JSA call. It's just kind of always running there in the background.
And I didn't want to get into any digital on my HF until after I get to 100 countries on phone.
Yeah, I got you there. We kind of have it more just set up, you know, if Mike travels or something, we try to see, you know, hey, can we make sure we can contact each other while he's traveling so he can, I don't have to be sitting there personally at the radio. He can leave me a message, and then if I'm out and about when I get back home, when I get back home, I can make sure that I got his message and that kind of stuff. So we have a lot of fun trying that out.
And with that, and I know Patrick, he's got a 10-meter rig in his truck, and that, so he's usually on a 28-400 during the day.
FM or single sideband?
Single sideband, but I'm not sure.
Thinking, I thought there were some 10-meter repeaters, which I thought was really odd. I know there's some 6-meter repeaters on FM, and maybe I'm getting those confused now. Maybe there is not any on 10-meter. I know there is some on 6-meter, because I got a 8900 radio that does 6-meter FM, And I think there's one somewhere in the upstate, but it's been so long since I tried to get into it, I couldn't remember if, you know, the thing was operational or not.
Books meter in the area, brand new. It's only been up about a month. It's at, I want to say 53,600, and the input 52,600, and the tone, I want to say, was 100. But I can bring it up, and I can, I mean, when it does its call sign, it's like 20 over on me, but there's not a lot of traffic on it yet.
I don't know if you can hear me. I should have gave you a warning. I was hitting my dead spot right there. I should be coming out of it here in just a second. I dropped everything you said after you were talking about the frequencies and tone on that new repeater. So give me just a second, and I'll be right back. In the clear now.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, there was an operator moved down here from, I want to say, Virginia, and he brought his 6-meter repeater with him, and it's up on Paris Mountain. So it's like I said, it's like 53,600 and 52,600. The tone was 100. And that, but it's a real good repeater. It's got real good sound, but there's just not a lot of traffic on it yet.
I'll have to see if I can make it into that.
And everybody doing?
Yeah, everybody's doing really well. We've got Mike's father-in-law and mother-in-law. They're not doing well. One of them is here. One of them's actually in his house with him. That's his mother-in-law, and she's kind of been declining over the past couple of years, but it's been a very, very slow decline. But we actually just found out yesterday that his father-in-law, who's out in Colorado, is taking a very, very fast decline, and so everybody's kind of scrambling, trying to figure out how we're gonna make a Colorado trip work here, with all of us kind of all being involved in the same things. It's gonna leave work and church and that kind of stuff stranded, so we're just trying to work out some of those details, because it looks like it will be probably very, very soon that we'll lose him.
Hear that. Tell him that we'll be thinking about him and Shelly. And then, miss talking to you guys. I think the last time we did anything was when I tried to drown myself.
Yeah, we were actually talking about, I can't remember if Vinny, the guy from our work, came on that particular trip or not. I thought he did, but I can't remember if it was that same one or not. He tipped his on that one. We were talking about that just the other day. We were having a good laugh and just kind of reminiscing.
I had my canoe out.
Last time I had my kayak out, now that I think about it, we may have done one more little trip in there, but that's how it came up, is because we were saying we want to get it out this summer and do a couple of trips. So if we do, we'll have to hit you up and see if we can't coordinate something.
It's Susan's semi-retired. She don't work any more weekends or anything, no holidays. And that she's only working like 2 days a week, and if she needs off, she just tells them.
Fantastic. Yep, that's good. That's a good step there. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here. Sure was good to catch up with you this morning. I know it's been a minute, so hopefully we'll make this a little bit more regular. But you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. So 73's KK4POT.
You have an awesome day. Tell Mike we said hey. And I ain't out there at Fabricale anymore. I'm up at a chemical plant in Spartanburg. So you have a good one. I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.